state-rated boys' battle between the Minden Whippets and the Cardinals of Boone Central, Newman Grove. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. In our girls' game, Minden blew open a close game at halftime, which was 29-21, to beat Boone Central, Newman Grove 68-39. Brooke Kissinger hit 8 threes, had 27 points. Jamie Kissinger, 22 points, 13 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Jade Gautier led the way for Boone Central with 13 points. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for our boys' game, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for Boone Central, Newman Grove, number 12, the 6'2" senior, Hunter Henry. Number 14, 5'10" junior, Derek Gentrup. Number 22, 5'11" junior, Tyler Headland. Number 42, 6'7" senior, Bo Bramer. And number 44, 6'5" senior, in Halleck Lehman. The head coach is Dan Zuha, assisted by Matt Rudolph, Roger Gentrup, and Arnie Johnson. After dropping their first two games, getting just 3 practices after the state football final, they've won 5 in a row. They're 5-2, ranked 4th in Class C1. For the Minden Whippets, number 3 is a 5'10" senior, Isaac Carlson. Number 11, 5'11" senior, R.J. Watson. Number 14, 5'8" senior, Ryan Cremosta. Number 22, 6'2" junior, Jonas Lovin. And number 24, 6-foot senior, Landon Lemko. Head coach of the Whippets is Shannon Lovett, assisted by Aaron Martin and Brian Meyer. They're 4-2 after losses to state-rated Southern Valley and state-rated Grand Island Central Catholic in overtime. Minden is ranked 8th in C1. And the starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll tip it off after this on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you, thanking you for your business in 2012 and wishing you a Merry Christmas. Can Minden handle the height tonight that will be put on this floor by Boone Central Newman Grove? They've got a 6'7 and a 6'5 young man and 2 6'6 kids that are on the roster, although one of them out tonight. Jumping center, Bo Bramer for Boone Central and Jonas Lovin for Minden, and it will be Boone Central Newman Grove to control the opening tip. And Minden's going to come right on out and force the man-to-man, try and pressure the guard so that they can't get it underneath. Lehman was open, but they get it to Bramer on the low post. Turnaround, kind of a jump hook. One-hand shot put is no good, and R.J. Watson will get the rebound. Watson pushes it up the floor, trying to use their speed, pulls up the free throw line, extends it over the outstretched arm of the 6'7 junior, and it's off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Lehman. Fast break the other way. They'll kick it out for a pop and stop three. Headland, it's no good. And the ball tapped long, but it's run down by Jonas Lovin. Again, you got Joe Wells, Rod Hartman, Bert Heinrichs, our three-man officiating crew here tonight. Faking the three is Carlson, drives the baseline, dishes it off inside for a Landon Lemke layup. And Minden has the first points of the basketball game, 2-0. Very important to get off to a good start like they did most of the season. Even in Thursday's game against Central Catholic, when we saw them get nipped in overtime, they had led basically the whole way until the Crusaders caught them again in the fourth quarter. On the high post, they'll get it to Bramer. The 6'7 guy shows a little move, spins off the dribble, but it won't go in. Sat on the rim, and the rebound brought down by Jonas Lovin, who has to stay out of foul trouble tonight. And they'll turn it over. Minden quickly up the floor, turns it over, and it is the first turnover of the game. 19-footer in transition, no good by the Cardinals, but a long rebound comes out to Lehman. They'll get another chance. They open the lane, driving in, forcing the shot, and almost went by Tyler Headland, and he'll be fouled. That would have been a circus shot had that dropped. Foul is on Watson. That is the first foul of the game, and it will result in a pair of free throws, trying to get Boone Central Newman Grove on the board. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Albion, and the World Wide Web, FlatRiverPreps.com. Free throw is up, and it is in. Also, Monday Night Football going on tonight on ESPN Radio, 1460-1550. We'll keep you up to date on that. Second free throw also good by Headland. One note, Jim Boeheim wins game number 900 tonight as Syracuse holds off Detroit 72-68. Here's a three-pointer. Carlson, he'll nail it. First three of the ball game. And that'll make it 5-2. Although I believe I heard the PA say R.J. Watson. We'll have to double-check that at the other end. The layup is up, and it is in for Lehman. First field goal of the game for Boone Central, Newman Grove. And it's 5-4. Minden by one, another three, Carlson. That one's in and out, no good. Rebound comes out to Watson, though. Second chance, looking for Lemke on the low block. He's covered. A 2-3 zone being put on out there, so they try Lemke at the other end. Turns, runs into the 6-7 Bramer. Skip pass, back out top, Carlson. Dribbles into the double team, tries to go into the paint. It's deflected to Lovett. Out top to Ryan Cremosta. Quick ball movement, but good patient ball movement by Minden. And now coming in, driving a little out of control, Cremosta. And the scoop shot is no good. Rebound brought down by Bramer. Pull up at the other end. Gentrup, it's no good. Fight for the loose ball, and Lovin's going to win the battle. His third board. Outlet pass Lemke. One on three. Pulls up from 11 feet. It's short. Off the iron, right back to Lehman. His third board. So just like the girls' game, it's a track meet early. 3 minutes in, 5-4 Minden. On the left wing, holding the basketball is going to be Gentrup. Gentrup with a skip pass to the right side and driving in, drawing some contact and scoring is Tyler Hedlund. There was no foul. He's able to use his body to keep the defender away. 6-5 Boone Central with their first lead. Bounce pass to Watson. Lemke pass a little behind him, but he's able to grab it and pop outside the circle. Skip pass right side to Cremosta. Up top, Carlson. Quick ball movement, Watson. Leaves it out for Lemke. Lemke to the free throw line. Out for another three, Carlson. It's good. Isaac Carlson with his second three-pointer. It's 8-6 in favor of Minden. Ball up at the top of the circle with it is Tyler Hedlund. And the entry pass is thrown out. Knocked away. Turnover, Boone Central, Newman Grove. And check it into the ball game for Minden is Nick Werner and Cole Gibbons. For the red and white of Boone Central, Newman Grove, there's Carter Johnson checking into the ball game, as well as Travis Kennedy. Three by 11 is off the mark on the inbounds pass. The ball goes out of bounds, and they'll say it belongs to Boone Central, Newman Grove. 4:08 to go here in the first quarter. 8-6 Minden leading at home. Big game for the Whippets because they've got some competition. They go to the Grand Island Northwest Holiday Tournament. They played Northwest in the first game. Northwest beat Kearney High last week. So they've got a lot of height, too. This will be a good test for that. From the free throw line, Bramer's jumper sets on the rim, won't go. Rebound brought down by Watson. RJ kicks it out on the wing, and we'll bring it across the timeline. Putting some pressure on will be Hedlund. Jump pass over to Carlson, dumps it in the left-hand corner deep to Lovin, back out to Isaac. Spins with the right hand, dribble to the top of the circle, now backs it out against the double team. Leaves it off for Werner, well out on the right side. They pressure him all the way back out to midcourt. High post, Lovin out to Werner, a long three. That's off the mark, no good. And the rebound brought down by Carter Johnson. So Boone Central doing a good job shoving them out. Pierce Koch is in the game, and now it's stolen away to the other end. Carlson, and he'll lay it over the front of the rim and score. He's got eight of his team's 10 points. 10-6, Minden. They have scored five in a row with 3:05 to go here in the first quarter. Great atmosphere, very good crowd here tonight. Most people wearing orange as they're trying to support pediatric cancer. Then the ball stripped away by Watson to Carlson, who feeds Watson back for the layup. R.J. Watson on the assist from Carlson. Watson made the steal. Good two-man game down the floor, and that's seven in a row by the Whippets. They're up 12-6. At the other end, Hedlund drives right baseline off the window and in. And he has got six of his team's 8 points. So it's Carlson versus Hedlund right now. What a battle we've got. 12-8, 2.5 to go here in the first quarter. Baseline Watson. Skip passes severely underthrown, and Koch will come away with the steal. Outlet to the other end. Little scoop. Won't go. Lovin gets the rebound. And a baseball pass thought about but not taken. Kennedy couldn't get that scoop shot to go. 12-8. Minden with the lead. Minden with the ball. Nick Werner all by himself here on the left wing. Uses his dribble. Wraps it around. Bounce pass to Carlson. Back over to Werner on the left wing. Draws the defense of Hedlund. Skip pass right side. Again, pass was not very crisp. They're getting a little lazy out there. Coach Lovin letting them know about it. But a good drive underneath to Gibbons. The shot is up and in. R.J. Watson on the assist. Cole Gibbons with his first bucket. 14-8. I'll tell you what, they are really moving that ball well. They are here to play. Into the right-hand corner, Cope. Cope kicks it out of the wing for the three. It is no good by Hedlund. And the rebound pulled down out of there by Watson. He's kind of out of control. He eventually falls down. The ball is loose. There's three players on the floor. And finally, it is picked up by the Cardinals. And at the other end, all by himself with a layup, is Pierce Koch, and he'll score. There are four guys on the floor trying to find that loose ball, and a timeout will be called by Minden. Even though they have the lead, Coach Shannon Lovin wants to get them under control. 1:14 to go in the first quarter of play. It's Minden 14, Boone Central Newman Grove 10. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
First timeout of the ball game. It's called by Minden. Timeout is brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney, and a high school concession stand near you. Tomorrow night, Axtell at Kennesaw. Get your Little Caesars there. Here on Classic Hits 98.9. Minden ball, Lemke kicks it out to Cremosa, who fires the three. It is no good. Long rebound comes out to Gentrup. To the other end, going in for the layup is going to be Koch. He is fouled. Chasing him down and committing the foul will be Cremosa. That's his first, second foul on Minden. No fouls called yet in the first quarter on Boone Central. 57 seconds remaining near the opening stanza. Glad you're along with us. As the free throw is no good here on Classic Hits. And again, as always, on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Jonas Love and Isaac Carlson come in. Gibbons and Watson will check out. Second free throw now for the junior, Pierce Koch. And it's up and it's in. 3 points for Koch. And it's 14-11 in favor of Minden as they walk the ball across the timeline with Watson. 50 seconds to go here in the quarter. That's Carlson. Carlson to the right wing. Carlson, a couple of dribbles up to Lovin. Fakes the three, got his man in the air, drives, dishes it into the paint, and Carlson can't finish. There was a lot of red jerseys in there, and the rebound is brought down by Travis Kennedy. 33 seconds to go in the quarter. Koch with it. Picks his dribble up well on the right side of the key. Now everybody up top, clearing out that paint. They have not got the ball down to the big fellas in the post as much as they had wanted to. This time they do. Henry kicks it out. Holding the ball is going to be Gentrup. They wanted a turnover, did not get it. 12 seconds to go. Ball is with Gentrup again. 10 seconds off the screen. Screen and throw back out top to Henry. Henry out for a long three. Koch, and he hit it. 2 seconds, 1 second. Lovin from half court. It is no good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. A big three by Pierce Koch ties his ball game up after one. It's Minden 14 and Boone Central Newman Grove 14. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
Put on your to-do list for your farm this winter an inventory of equipment you need to replace, and then go to Stadler Implement in Minden. They have stock tanks, a good selection of transfer augers, and a line of Mayrath, Batco, and Fleetheart augers in all sizes. Plan ahead for the springtime with their Kinsey planter parts. Stadler Implement has Kinsey meter calibration for planters, too. Stop by Stadler Implement in Minden. They're located just east of Pioneer Village.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Minute will get the basketball to start the second quarter. Carlson into the corner. Cremosa's three is over everything that time, and it falls into the hands of Hunter Henry. Henry, long outlet pass into the front court to Lehman. Lehman comes to the stop, hits the trailer. Pull-up jumper from 16. Headland hits the front of the rim. No good. Long rebound, and it's going to go out of bounds to Minden. That's one of those where it looked like it went off Minden, but he could have called the foul, so he just gave the ball to Minden, and the Whippets will get the basketball. Isaac Carlson had 8 points, including a couple of threes in the first quarter. They cleared out for him. Everybody down on the baseline, but Carlson, he's trying to do too much dribbling, and he loses the ball. We're going to get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Boone Central. Carlson was trying to do too much fancy work with the basketball and wasn't paying attention to where the defender was. Fourth turnover for Minden, three on Boone Central Newman Grove. They're led by Headland and Koch, each with six. Three-point shooting, one of three for the Cardinals, two of six for Minden in the first quarter. Rebounds, eight for Minden, seven for the Cardinals. Free throw shooting, three of four for Boone Central. Minden has not attempted one yet because there have been no fouls called on Boone Central. Three-pointer on the left wing is no good by Headland. And the rebound brought down by Minden, and an over-the-back call on Boone Central. Isaac Carlson with the rebound. And the first foul of the game is going to go on Derek Gentrop. And they will set back in that 2-3 zone. Monday Night Football currently airing on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. And after one quarter, the Jets lead Tennessee 3-0, trying to keep those playoff hopes alive. Crossover dribble, Carlson, right corner, step back, 18-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Gentrop. And he just picks his dribble up in the backcourt for no reason. Now he needs some help. And finally coming to get the ball will be Headland, and he'll bring it across the timeline. 14-14, we're all knotted up, as that's what we were at the end of one when Koch hit the three to finish things up. As Boone Central ended the quarter on an 8-2 run. Into the post, big move to the hoop, but it's no good by Bramer. And the rebound tipped out to Landon Lemke, his first. Bramer at 6-7 if you just joined us. Three-pointer up, and Nick Warner rattles one home. That's the third three of the ball game for Minden. And the Whippets regain the lead by three, 17-14, 6:05 to go third quarter. Penetrating dish back out to Headland. Headland to the left elbow, picks his dribble up, whips it over to Henry. He'll try a three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound comes out to Bramer. Bramer runs over people and scores. Carlson tried to draw the charge, but no call, and Bramer scores. Fast break the other way. Lovin pulls up from 14, and he'll answer. First bucket for Jonas Lovin. Minden is doing a good job getting up and down the floor, but depth. Will they have enough depth to keep this pace up? 5.5 to go. Second quarter. Here's Lehman into the right-hand corner to Headland. Almost everything goes through the 5'11 junior Tyler Headland. Here's a pull-up jumper for Gentrop, and he'll nail it. And that is his first bucket of the ball game. Baseball pass to the other end, and paying attention and deflecting it out of bounds will be Gentrop. And now here comes Travis Kennedy in for the Cardinals. And Cole Gibbons and R.J. Watson will re-enter for Minden. Staying on the floor will be Lovin, Cremosta, and Warner. Long three, Warner. That's an NBA three. Off the heel, no good. And the rebound is brought down by Bramer, and then he's fouled as Minden was battling to get it out of his hands. They're going to call it on Watson, and that is his second. So right now, Coach Lovin trying to make sure that his boys don't get into foul trouble. Haven't been many fouls. That's only the third foul of the game on Minden. And as we told you, only one foul on Boone Central. As they'll bring the ball across the timeline with Headland looking for the lead. Lob it into the big fella. Braver catches and scores. And Boone Central has just their second lead of the ball game. 20-19 on Bo Bremer's second bucket. Off the pick, Watson made some contact. Headland could have been called. They dish it off. Here's Cremosta. Comes in out of control. Throws it up. Draws the foul. The ball almost went in as he's laying on the ground. The foul is on Bo Bramer, his first. And at the line will be R.J. Watson, who scored a bucket in the first quarter. Watson's first free throw is on the way, and no good. Isaac Carlson will check in for Minden. Carter Johnson will check in for Boone Central. R.J. Watson now with his second free throw on the way, and it's in and out, no good. And Bramer will pull down his fourth rebound here of the first half. Head a little of the basketball. Up top, they'll get it to Gentrop. Jumper is on the way, sitting on the rim, no good. Sat there so long that Carlson almost was back on the ground, leaping up to get the rebound, but he did grab that rebound. And as they try to get it inside, the ball's taken away by Carter Johnson. Fifth Minden turnover. Up to Hedlund. Hedlund pushes it on the right side, guarded by Carlson. Get it to the post. There's Bramer backing his way down. Double teamed. Hook shot off the glass. No good. Carlson with his third rebound. Up the floor, R.J. Watson on the right wing. 20-19, Boone Central. 4 minutes to go, first half. Watson throws it down the baseline. Cole Gibbons dribbles through the lane. And reverse layup won't go. Bramer to the floor, trying to get on it. Minden diving on it. We're going to get a jump ball. Arrow points the way of Minden. Good hustle down there again by R.J. Watson. And he'll save a possession here for the Whippets. But they have gone a little cold here the last couple of minutes from the field. Entry pass to Lovin on the high post. They tried to sneak in from behind at Hedlund and almost got it. Lovin saw him and dished it off to Isaac Carlson. Just left of the key about 3 feet. Down to the corner to Lovin. Looking for some movement here. Trying to spread that floor against the zone. Driving in. Kremosta double clutch. It rolls around and in. Ryan Kremosta gives Minden the lead back, 21-20. Johnson to the other end. Short jumper blocked out of bounds by Jonas Lovin. Lovin, the only one that got back that time for Minden. And Lovin will hold his ground and block that shot out of bounds. Our first block shot of the game by either team. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. First half stats, a recap of the girls' game, which Minden won 68-39. And right now, Hedlund trying to get set on the left wing. Off the inbounds pass, picks his dribble up in the corner. Takes it back out to Koch, to Hedlund. A long three is in. And for Tyler Hedlund, he now has 9 points in the ball game. His first three, 23-21, Boone Central, a two-point lead. Back up to the top of the circle. The ball is kicked out of bounds. And the ball will belong to Minden. And Lemke re-enters the game. Gibbons is out. So it looks like the original five starters back on the floor right now for Minden. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you here from C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden, where both girls' teams and both boys' teams state-rated. This Minden ball club taking on a squad from Boone Central that was in the state football finals, just starting to hit their stride. Driving Carlson underneath, great pass for a layup. R.J. Watson finishes. And we have our first tie of the ball game, 23-23. 2:30 to go here in the second quarter. Hedlund trapped at midcourt, steps over the top, gets it to Kennedy. Back over the left wing, another three. Hedlund no good. Falling down, knocking the ball out of there is Lehman, but it goes into the hands of Watson. Watson leads it off for Carlson, missed the layup. I think we're going to get an over-the-back foul called here on Carter Johnson as players go to the floor. Joe Wells right on top of that one. First foul on Johnson. Team fouls are even at three apiece. And now into the ball game we have for Boone Central, Hunter Henry, Derek Gentrop, and Bo Bramer after a short rest. Minden ball underneath their own hoop. They'll lob it out top to Watson, trying to get it right back to Carlson off the screen, sticking right with him, and then Carlson dribbled it off his foot and out of bounds as he tried to go around Hunter Henry. Minden three turnovers in the quarter. I have Boone Central for none so far. Check into the ball game will be Nick Werner, and Carlson will come out for a breather. 23-23. It's been tight throughout. Minden did have a six-point lead late in the first quarter. And the biggest lead for Boone Central was just a moment ago at two. Outside the arc with it is Halleck Lehman. Quickly reverses to the right-hand corner by himself. There is going to be Gentrop. Gets it into the left-hand wing, Koch. Boone Central people running all over, trying to get it to the big fella, Bramer. It's knocked away and off his leg out of bounds. Jonas Lovin stepping around and deflecting the ball, and there's the first turnover of the quarter, fourth of the half, against the Cardinals. 1:45 to go in the first half, still knotted at 23. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is coming up. Lovin and Bramer starting to get a little more physical inside. Here's Werner for three, top of the key, no good. Follows his shot, got the rebound, and is fouled. Edlin right back into the ball game. Going to call it on Bo Bramer, his second. Bramer with a couple of buckets, but the post has not scored maybe as many as Boone Central had hoped. Only 6 points between Bramer and Lehman so far. And Minda to throw it in now. A minute and a half to go. Top of the circle. Cremosta had to leap up to grab that one. Back over to Watson. Starts to drive. Use the pick from Lovin. Then gives it off to Jonas at the top of the circle. Back over to Lemke. They're hanging right out there. Cremosta takes it. Now he drives. That's his shot blocked out of bounds by Hedlund, who did not get rubbed on the screen. He did a good job of fighting around it. And Minda will take it out underneath their own hoop. Carlson in. Lemke out. Trying to break this 23-23 tie. Lob it to Lovin on the left elbow. Well, he walked with the basketball, but they let it go to Carlson. Back out to Lovin, top of the key. Open three is short, no good. Long rebound, pulled down by Lehman. Lehman wanted to go up the floor, but he had too many hands in his face, and so they'll walk the ball across the timeline. Hedlund. Hedlund holds the ball after he used his dribble. Coming over to take it is Henry. Hunter right back to Hedlund. 50 seconds to go in the half, 23 all. We've been scoreless for almost 2 minutes. Left wing with it is Gentrup. Pulls up from 17, off the front of the rim, no good. Ball yanked down by Watson. He's got 7 boards. RJ up the floor, doesn't have number. Oh, what a great fake out, and he scored! Oh, what a fake out by RJ Watson. It was 2-on-4. He was like running the option and taking the wrong man. He just put the ball out to the guy defending like he was going to pass it. He bit. He went right by him and hit the left-handed layup to give Minden the 2-point lead with 20 seconds now to go in the half. Well, that's the play of the night so far. 15, now 10. Up top, Hedlund. Catch and shoot three. It's off the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Warner. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Carlson across the timeline. A running three blocked from behind. And we are at halftime. I believe that that was Hunter Henry that got a hand on it. An entertaining first half of play. And at C.L. Jones Gymnasium, it's Minden 25, Boone Central Newman Grove 23. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, a recap of the girls' game, first half stats of the boys' game, and an update on Monday Night Football. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium. Again, a big thank you to Athletic Director Phil Hoyt and all the folks here. It's been a great night of basketball and just a good job by the community. It's a great community spirit from Albion, Petersburg, Newman Grove, all the schools that come together as Boone Central Newman Grove. And, of course, tonight everyone, for the most part, is wearing orange for a variety of reasons, but the main reason is because fans of both teams are supporting pediatric cancer research. Each community has a youngster that was diagnosed in February and has been undergoing 8 months so far of weekly chemotherapy, and they have to continue to do that for the next 3 years or 2.5 years through May of 2015. 7-year-old Alex Johnson of Minden and 3-year-old Cooper DeWitt of Albion, and there was a special presentation between the games, and the folks are doing it from these two communities. They are helping out and doing a great job here, and a whole gymnasium decked out in orange, and I think folks are going to be able to see. I saw numerous television cameras here tonight. I know Spencer and Seth were here from NTV and numerous others. I think you're going to be able to watch MyTV, the 10-11 folks, and many more. So probably all the television networks, you'll be able to see some highlights of that on tonight. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. At the half, it's Minden 25 and Boone Central Newman Grove 23. We'll take a look at the first half stats and recap the girls' game when we come back on Classic Hits.
Tis the season to get in the game at the new Dunham Sports in Hastings. From golf to football, camping to hunting, exercise to running, Dunham's has what every sports lover on your list is hoping for. You'll find all the big name brands for footwear and apparel from Nike, Adidas, Reebok, Under Armour, and many more at spectacular prices. Even more savings when you sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Make Dunham Sports your one-stop shop this holiday season on North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9. And in Monday Night Football, 8:53 to go in the second quarter. The Tennessee Titans 7 and the New York Jets 3. That's currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Chris Johnson, a 94-yard touchdown run, the big play in this contest. And that is what put Tennessee on the board, backed up at their own 6, and Johnson busts one for the touchdown. Now, here it's 25-23 at the half. And let's take a look at the first half numbers for Boone Central, Newman Grove. Carter Johnson, one rebound. Pierce Koch has 6 points. Hunter Henry has one rebound and a block. Derek Gentrop has 2 points and two rebounds. Tyler Hedlund leads the team with 9 points and a block shot. Travis Kennedy has a rebound. Bo Bremer has 4 points and four rebounds. And Halleck Lehman, 2 points and four rebounds. 7 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second. Free throw shooting all in the first quarter, where the Cardinals were 3 of 4. 3-point shooting, 1 of 3 in the first quarter, 1 of 5 in the second. And turnovers, the Cardinals have taken care of the ball against this very tough Minden defense. 3 turnovers in the first quarter and only 1 in the second. Foul situation, Bremer is the only player that has 2. 14 points in the first quarter and 9 in the second. At the half, 4 Boone Central Newman Grove, 23 points, 13 rebounds. 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, 2 of 8 from 3-point land, 2 block shots, and 4 turnovers for the 5-2 Cardinal. We'll be back and take a look at the first half numbers for the Minden Whippets in a minute.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney. Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look now at the first half numbers for the Minden Whippets. And 25 points, they've had 7 different players score, led by Isaac Carlson with 8 points and 3 rebounds. R.J. Watson, 6 points and a game-high 7 rebounds. Nick Werner has hit a 3-point bucket, 2 rebounds. Ryan Cremosta, 2 points. Jonas Levin, 2 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Landon Lemke, 2 points and a rebound. And Cole Gibbons has 2 points. 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 9 in the second. Minden's been to the line once where they're 0 for 2, 3-point shooting. They hit 2 of their first 3, but only 1 of their next 9. Turnovers, 3 in each quarter. fouls. R.J. Watson, the only player with two. There were not a whole lot of fouls called in that first half. Minden had 14 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second. At the half, the Whippets have 25 points, 17 rebounds, 0 of 2 from the free throw line, 3 of 11 from three-point land, 1 block shot, and 6 turnovers. At the half, it's Minden 25 and Boone Central Newman Grove 23. The girls' game played earlier tonight was also close at the half. Minden jumped out early, kept that lead. They got it up to 8. Boone Central Newman Grove cut it down to 3. Then the three-point shooting of Minden helped them out again. Now, Minden only scored 12 points in the second quarter on 4 threes, 3 from Jamie Kissinger and 1 from her sister Brooke. And they were up 29-21 at the half. But then the barrage opened up midway through the third quarter. Brooke Kissinger hit back-to-back threes. She scored 11 in the third quarter. Jamie Kissinger scored 7. Rebecca Stewart hit 5 free throws. And Minden outscored Boone Central 25-8 in the third quarter to take an 8-point halftime lead up to 25 into the fourth quarter. And they coast home 68-39. Minden hit 12 three-pointers in 23 attempts. 8 of those were made by Brooke Kissinger, who had a game-high 27 points. Jamie Kissinger, her sister, 22 points, 13 rebounds, and 2 block shots. Boone Central Newman Grove was led by Jade Gaudier with 13 points as they are 4-4, and Minden is 8-0. Now for Minden, they go to the Grand Island. They used to host a holiday tournament. They broke that up. They're going to go to Grand Island Northwest to their holiday tournament, while Boone Central Newman Grove goes to the Great Northeast Nebraska Shootout, which is up at Wayne State. Adams Central among the teams that are there. There are 8 teams. You're guaranteed 3 games, the 27th through the 29th. There'll be some great competition up there in Wayne. Our holiday basketball tournaments next week after Christmas. We will be in Ravenna on the 27th and 28th. Ravenna, Centura, Loup City, and Overton. And then the 28th and the 29th will be in Amherst. Amherst, Kearney Catholic, North Platte, St. Pat's, and Ogallala will be playing the 28th and the 29th. Those games will be here on Classic Hits and on ESPN 1460. Tomorrow night, more basketball with Axtell traveling to Kennesaw. Doubleheader starts at 6:15. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Minden 25, Boone Central Newman Grove 23, and the second half is next.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Central gets the ball to start the third quarter. They immediately get it into the hands of Derek Gentrop, who drives left baseline, puts the ball up and in, and we are tied at 25. Outlet pass going to be knocked out of bounds by Hunter Henry. Looks like the original starters are in for both ball clubs, Carlson, Watson, Cremosta, Lovett, and Lemke, to start the second half here for Minden. For Boone Central, Henry, Gentrop, Hedlund, Bremer, Lehman. And trying to see what Boone Central is doing offensively. They set up a play here for Carlson. Thought about the three off the pit. Goes to Cremosta, drives the right baseline, has his pass swatted out of bounds. And last touch by Cremosta. Good defense by Bo Bremer. Both teams with good defense, but both teams have also taken care of the ball. We had 10 total turnovers in the first half, 6 for the Whippets and 4 for the Cardinals. And Gentrop will bring the ball across the timeline and give it off to Hedlund. Coming all the way out between the circles is Lehman. See if they can get Bremer a little more involved here. Lovin's done a really good job holding him to just 4 points. Lemke kind of shadowing him as well. He is now out on Lehman, who they have got outside the paint for the first time tonight. on the right elbow. Good ball movement. Kick it out over to Henry. Back out top they go to Gentrop, to Hedlund. Hedlund attacks left baseline. Cut off there by Cremosta. Long possession here by Boone Central. And finally they drive the middle of the lane, and the scoop shot is no good by Gentrop. And a push-off foul underneath. The foul's going to go on Minden as Bramer got the rebound. Ryan Cremosta, his second foul. So four fouls have been called on Minden. Watson and Cremosta have two each. Inbounds pass comes deep in the left-hand corner to Bramer. They spread the floor, rotate it around the arc to Hedlund on the right wing. 360 into the paint, forces it all the way in, and scores. Man, he just backed Isaac Carlson all the way down. 11 points now for Tyler Hedlund. And a two-point lead for Boone Central, and a timeout here for Minden. They've seen some adjustments since halftime. They want to change things up. It is a full-length timeout. 6:26 to go in the third quarter of play. Boone Central has never led by more than two. They lead by two now, 27-25, and we're back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Happy holidays from the staff and management at Pedley Drug. They would like to take this time to thank every one of you for being so patient with them through their construction project, remodeling the store to better serve all their great customers like you. And it's almost completed. Stop in and see what they have done and get all your healthcare needs filled by the great staff at Pedley Drug on the square in Minden, the Christmas City.
Hedlund is going to block the shot of Watson, and he's going to go all the way to the other end and miss the layup. He was more concerned about where the defender was and took his eye off the bucket, and Nick Werner will get the rebound. So a break for the Whippets, and driving in, Hedlund blocks another shot. This time Isaac Carlson heads out of bounds, and it will stay with Minden. Cole Gibbons is in. Lemke is out. Nick Werner came in during that timeout. Minden has three timeouts remaining, all five for Boone Central. As Watson fires the three, it's no good. Hunter Henry boxes out the shooter and makes the rebound. And it's nearly stolen away by Minden. Into the crowd was Jonas Lovin. Takes a while to get out of the student body over there and back onto the floor. And walking the ball up the floor is Hedlund, leading it by two. First time they've had the ball and a two-point lead. High post, they get it to Bramer. Bramer spins, takes the layup, and scores. Sixth point for Bo Bramer. Lovin tried to deny the pass, and when he didn't get it, then nobody was behind Bramer. And he scores, and it's a four-point lead for Boone Central, 29-25. Minden looking for their first point still of the second half. The first six belonging to Boone Central, Newman Grove. Watson, stutter dribble, drives, kicks it out to Gibbons in the left-hand corner, hands it off to Carlson, wraps around. Oh, they leave him open on the baseline, and he scores. Carlson had two guys on him, and then they both thought that they were supposed to follow him to the baseline, and neither one did. And 10 points now to lead the way for Isaac Carlson. 29-27, quickly the other way. The short jumper is no good by Henry. The offensive rebound by Gentrop. Kicks it out top for a couple of dribbles. Bramer, and he'll drive and score. 8 points for Bo. 31-27. Cardinals with the lead. 4:40 to go here in the third quarter of play on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, and Petersburg in the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Lovin, skip pass, left side. With it is Werner. Dribbles in, then kicks it back out top. It is behind Lovin, but Carlson saw it and tracked it down before it got into the backcourt. Good look by Joe Wells. He got on it like he was calling a fair foul. And the officials kind of smiling back and forth between themselves as they noticed it. Up top, Watson. And another timeout going to be called here by Coach Shannon Lovin. He is not happy about something out there. And timeout on the floor. He immediately went to the bench to make a substitution. Minden will have only two timeouts remaining. 4:09 to go in the third quarter. And it's 31-27, Boone Central, Newman Grove. We'll be right back.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fill's Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fill's. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fill's Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Well, whatever Coach Lovin wanted to talk about, it didn't take long. And Minden, as they get it inbounds, we're going to get a foul away from the basketball here on Pierce Koch. That's his first. Only five fouls have been called against Boone Central. Only four in the game against Minden. Entry pass. Oh, got tipped. It's going to go into the backcourt. It's going to go out of bounds. Minden had too many guys going for it. And now there's some discussion as to who the basketball should belong to. And Joe Wells comes in and says, no, guys. That belongs to Boone Central, and that's the right call. Minden with their eighth turnover of the basketball game. Bottom line is to get it right, and they did. And Boone Central will inbound it from the side. Try to lob it into the big fellow Bramer, and he is double-teamed. The ball is tipped at 11. We'll take it away. Only the fifth turnover for Boone Central in this basketball game. But Minden stagnant on offense against some switches here. Boone Central went man-to-man in the second half, a lot of zone early in the game. Lovin up top, trying to get Bramer out of the paint there. Ball gets up top into the hands of to Cremosta. Again, remember, Boone Central ranked fourth in the state and number eight for Minden. So neither team are slouches here. They have played some good basketball, but the offense has slowed down considerably. 14-14 after one, 25-23 at the half, now 31-27 as Cremosta tries to drive the lane. He puts the scoop shot up. It won't go. Carter Johnson with the rebound. Baseball pass to the other end, and Bramer dribbled it off his leg and out of bounds. Well, you don't want to run fast breaks with your 6'7 post. He was double-teamed. He was lucky just to get the ball, and Coach Duhawk calls him over and says, great job, big fella. Don't worry about it. We'll get him next time. And that's exactly the way it looks. That's good job by Coach Duhawk there, because that wasn't Bramer's fault. He did a great job just to get the ball the first time, and then he was not close enough to the hoop, had to take a dribble, and it bounced off his leg. 31-27, it remains. Boone Central, Newman Grove, give and go. Lovin to Carlson into the corner, left-hand side. Driving his Werner up to Lovin, straightaway three. In and out, no good. And the ball will be corralled by Pierce Koch, his first rebound. Minden just cannot hit the three since the first 3 minutes of the game. And Lovin trying to steal the ball away from Hedlund. Collision, and Hedlund to the ground, and Lovin with the foul. That'll be his first. 31-27, Boone Central, Newman Grove, as Halleck Lehman checks in and Bramer will check out. Coach Suha wants to talk to him a little bit. He's got a one-on-one going with him. Here's Hedlund for a three, and he'll nail it left corner. Tyler Hedlund with a game-high 14 points, and the lead is now 7 for Boone Central, their largest of the basketball game. At the other end, the shot no good on the drive of Carlson. Backside rebound to Travis Kennedy. Coast-to-coast Hedlund, they didn't get in his way, but he missed the layup. Offensive rebound by Lehman. He is fouled. And Minden kind of lost where they were supposed to be there for a minute. And it looks like Carter Johnson either got stepped on or twisted his ankle. He's going to have to come out of the ball game. He's hurt. And at the line is Halleck Lehman. The foul on Ryan Cremosta is his third. And the free throw by Lehman is not good. Here's Lemke back in for Minden, and returning for Boone Central, Newman Grove, Derek Gentrop, and Bo Bramer. 2:22 to go here in the third quarter. Minden's only scored 2 points in the quarter. Lehman's second free throw. The lefty puts it up, and it's no good. Jonas Lovin will get his fifth rebound. Note to self, if Minden has to foul late, Lehman's the guy you want to get. That's a left-handed shot put free throw style. Here's Carlson, who's been quiet since the first quarter, where he had 8 of his 10 points. Up top, Lovin. Lovin puts the ball on the floor. They clear the lane, and then he drives and dishes it off to Lemke. Baseline jumper from 12, no good. Rebound to Hedlund. Hedlund off to the races. Long pass down the floor. Gets it to Lehman. Kicks it back into the wing to Koch. Entry pass is knocked away. Lemke, they get the steal. Minden has the ball, but they need some points down 7. Outlet pass, Lemke. Lemke takes it to the hole. Big contact. The blocking foul called. Could have went either way. And the blocking foul on Halleck Lehman, that'll be his first. And two free throws coming up by Landon Lemke. And now Minden has to take advantage from the line. Just 2 points in the quarter, compared to 11 for Boone Central. The free throw is good. And so that will snap the long drought. Watson re-enters. And for Boone, it will be Hunter Henry. Earlier tonight, Minden pulled away big time in a girls' game. Second half, 68-39. Brooke Kissinger, 8 threes, 27 points. Second free throw is missed. The ball's pounded out of bounds, and it's off of the Cardinal. So a chance again here for Minden. So maybe they catch a little bit of a break here, but can they convert? Carlson over on the left wing gets it to Choquette, who has checked in for the first time. Jacob Choquette. And from the free throw line, Lemke's shot off the mark, but an offensive rebound, Watson. And he gets his first bucket of the second half. He's got 8 points and 8 rebounds. R.J. Watson sneaking in there to cut it to four, 34-30. Boone Central, a minute 15 to go third quarter. Hunter Henry swings it left side, Gentrum. Trying to make a move to the high post, cut off there by Carlson. Of course, Minden to the man-to-man, over to Headland. Tyler backs his way in, nowhere to go. Picks his dribble up, fires to Henry. Quick reversal to the right wing to Gentrum. Now he will drive. Wild shot up, no good, but the rebound is right there for the Cardinals. Back up and in, Hunter Henry. That was such a tough shot that he didn't want to have the best rebounding position. As Carlson drives, dumps it off for a layup, Jonas Lovin. Carlson with the assist. He drew the double team and just nifty wraparound for the second Jonas Lovin bucket. 36-32, post up at the other end. Turnaround jumper slipped right out of the hands of Bo Bramer. I think he actually hit the side of the board. About took our official Mr. Heinrichs out down there. And Boone with their fourth turnover here. And a big possession here for Minden. You'd have to assume they'll play for one. If they score, it's a one-possession game going into the fourth quarter. Carlson walks it across the timeline. 36-32, Boone Central. Lemke off the left wing, draws the double team. Picks his dribble up, is going to need some help. Jump pass up top. He just happened to know that that's where R.J. Watson was. 12 seconds. Gives it to Carlson at midcourt. 10 seconds. Lemke trying to set a screen on Headland. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. Clearing it out. Oh, nice move by Carlson. And he's fouled by Bo Bramer with 2 seconds. They were able to get Headland out of the picture there with a screen. And Carlson, with a good, quick first step off that dribble, has a chance to earn a couple of points from the free throw line. And Bo Bramer with his third personal foul. And the first free throw of the night for Isaac Carlson is on the way, and it's good. 11 points for Carlson, 36-33. And with that third foul, Bramer comes out a little earlier than he would with 2 seconds to go on the quarter, and Lehman is in. Second free throw now for Carlson. And it is on the way, and it is good. Let's see if Boone can get a shot away. And from three-quarter court, they'll throw it over the backboard, and that's the end of the third quarter of play, where the Boone Central Newman Grove Cardinals are leading at Minden, but by 2, 36-34. We head to the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
It's time to begin the fourth quarter, and it'll be Minden ball, and Lovin's going to take the three. It is no good, and then he tries to come in there and get the rebound and commits a foul while Derek Gentrop had it, and he just kept swiping at it. And Lovin with his second personal foul, and the three-pointer has not been there since the early part of the game for Minden. Minden was 2 of 3 to start the game, Since then, they are 1 of 11. 36-34, Boone Central, Newman Grove, leading it to start the fourth quarter. Down a low block, they get it to Bo Bramer, who has 3 fouls. Tyler Hedlund leads the way with 14 points for Minden. Isaac Carlson has a dozen. Hedlund with it, off the double team, and he'll go all the way out top to Lehman. Swings it over to Henry, skip pass over to Hedlund, guarded by Cremosa. Now they've got a switch. Lemke on him, Hedlund goes around and scores. 16 points for Tyler Hedlund, 38-34. Fast break the other way, but the numbers aren't there for Minden. And Carlson walked for the basketball, tried to get over the head and shoulder fake, and he was still moving his feet. Each team had 8 turnovers going into the fourth quarter, so that's number 9 for Minden. Tomorrow night, Axtell at Kennesaw. And we'll have that doubleheader at approximately 6:15 tomorrow night here on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com. Right wing with it will be Hedlund. Wanted the give and go, but the go wasn't there, so the give is a double dribble. Bo Bramer, double dribble, had it on the post, wanted to give it back to Hedlund with a wraparound on the right side. He was well covered, and Minden will bring the ball up the floor. They wanted a sub, but nobody buzzed them in, and Travis Kennedy, now a whistle to let Kennedy into the game. They go ahead and stop the play and let Kennedy into the ball game there. And Minden, they just missed him. They didn't buzz him in, and since Minden walked the ball up the floor, they went ahead and blew the play dead. 38-34, Cardinals lead the Whippets. 6:54 left in the game. Earlier tonight, Minden pulled away. They were up 8 at half and won at 68-39. Carlson over to Watson. Watson trying to shake Hedlund loose. Drives to the left side of the key. Kicks it off on the wing. Carlson backs it out. Carlson stutter dribble, attacks the lane, double team to Lovin. One-hand jumper, right baseline, no good. Hedlund shoved Watson out of the way and grabbed the rebound. Tyler, double team, triple team, nearly walked. Minden fans didn't get the call, and wide open underneath Lehman, missed it. And then he has it blocked by Isaac Carlson, but it looks like they're going to call a foul on Carlson. Must have got him with the body because he definitely blocked the shot, but that other hand must have been on the body. We couldn't tell from here. It's the first foul on Carlson. Fifth foul on Minden. 2 free throws for Lehman. And it's up and in. And the only reason it went in is because it stuck on the back of the rim. It was so flat that it just took all the spin out and it just died in. Second free throw, no good. Rebound is tipped out to R.J. Watson, his 9th. 39-34. Minden has been held to 9 points here in the second half. And away from the ball, we've got a foul called. Carlson and Henry getting a little too handsy. The game started to get more intense the last couple of minutes of the third quarter, and it is carried over here to the fourth quarter. The foul on Henry, his first of the team's 4. Inbound to Cole Gibbons. Drives, has it tipped away, got it back in the corner. Lovin for 3, got it. Jonas Lovin with his first 3-point bucket. Cuts it back to 2. 39-37 Boone Central. 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Into the front court, Hedlund working on Watson. Swings it right wing. A couple of dribbles there for Gentrop. Pulls up, right elbow. Off the heel, no good. Rebound, Jonas Lovin. His 6th. Outlet pass, Gibbons, front court. Number's not there. He hits the cutter, though. Cremosa. Oh, he didn't take the shot. He got bodied up. I think he lost the ball. He wanted to make a Magic Johnson pass, and he threw it right to Gentrop. He thought he saw somebody that wasn't there, and Hedlund, the runner at the other end of the baseline, bounces 3-4 times off the rim, won't go, got his own rebound, has to kick it back out, and they'll reset it for the Cardinals. Each team, opportunity missed in the last 20 seconds. Hedlund will out on the right side of the key, guarded by Carlson, between the legs, swings it over left corner, wide open, is going to be Gentrop. He stutters, drives the baseline, doesn't take the shot, back out to Hedlund. Hedlund drives left side. Lost his balance, throws it out top to Hunter Henry. 5 minutes to go in the game. Boone Central has all their timeouts if they want to use one. Gibbons and Gentra battling against each other. And now a timeout will be called by Boone Central, Newman Grove. 4:52 to go in the ball game. It's 4th-ranked Boone Central, Newman Grove, leading 8th-ranked Minden 39-37. And this timeout is brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out now for one. It's available on West 39th Street in Kearney at a high school concession stand near you. We'll be right back.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Out of the Boone Central timeout. They'll get it in against the man-to-man defense here of Minden. 39-37 Boone Central. Carlson knocked it away, didn't get it. Now it's 4-on-5. Carlson gets back defensively. They get it to Bramer, and Bramer might have walked. Yes, he hit the bucket. They wave it off. That's one of those where Boone thought they were going to get a foul. Minden thought they were going to get a walk. And the travel called, and I believe that was the right call that time. Minden's going to get the ball back. 10th turnover for Boone Central. Each team with 10 unofficially here in the game. Carlson, they clear it out for him. Into the right-hand corner to Lovin. Lovin up top to Cole Gibbons. Gibbons guarded there by the big man, Lehman. 9th advantage, Boone Central. Here's Carlson. Carlson cross over to the rack and scores, and we're tied. 14 for Isaac Carlson. Beautiful crossover. Laid it over the front of the rim. And we're knotted at 39 with 4 minutes to go in the game here at C.L. Jones. And Tyler Hennel on the right wing. Back to Hunter Henry between the circles. Boone has become way more patient here in the fourth quarter. Every offensive set. Earlier, Hedlund had kind of done whatever he wanted. Now a three at the top of the key. Henry, no good. But because Lovin was on the floor, they tripped over him. And it's Boone Central ball. Hedlund, another three from the top of the key, no good. And Hunter Henry will get the rebound. Down low to the big fella. Bramer fouled. And that's because with all that commotion, 5'10 Isaac Carlson was on 6'7 Bo Bramer, and they got the ball to him to shoot and score. But the foul means he goes to the line to shoot two. He has not been to the line yet. Carlson's second foul, sixth team foul, and the front of this two-shotter is up, and in and out, no good. Boone Central Newman Grove is currently 4 of 9 at the free throw line. And for Minden, 3 of 6. Second free throw now, Bramer. Good. 9 points for Bo Bramer. Go along with 5 rebounds. 40-39. Boone Central Newman Grove, a 1-point lead with 3.5 to go in the ball game. Here on KKPR. Driving in. And Watson gives it off to Lemke, and he scores. He drives. He gets the double team. He leaves it off for Landon Lemke, who has 5 points. And Minden has their first lead of the fourth quarter, 41-40. And Hedlund nearly lost the ball in the front court. Gets it back to Koch for three, and he hit it. Here's Koch, his second three of the ball game. 43-41. Lemke wants to run the other end, but back to cut off the baseline is Bramer. Skip pass left wing. Nick Werner's back in. He's got it. Carlson hit the floor in the middle, and just fireman rolls right out of there and takes the ball at center court. 2:45 remaining, 43-41 Boone. Pick and roll, nothing there. Kick it back out to Watson outside the arc left side. They clear it out. He drives on Koch, pulls up tough shot from 12. It's no good, and the ball is tipped into the hands of Travis Kennedy. He'll give it to Koch. Long outlet pass to Hedlund. Wide open in the corner for three is Gentrop. And it is no good. Fight for the ball goes into the hands of Kennedy, and Kennedy has his first bucket of the ball game. 5 in a row for Boone Central. They're now up 45-41 with 2:20 to go. And timeout, Minden. They'll have one remaining. 2:17 to go in the ball game. Boone Central, Newman Grove 45, Minden 41. We're back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods downtown Kearney. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods equipment and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. On the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Hoops Classic.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Halftime in Monday Night Football. It is the Tennessee Titans 7, the New York Jets 3. Currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. But right now, a great boys basketball game as number 4 Boone Central leading number 8 Minden 45-41 with 2:10 to go out of the Minden timeout. Coming out that man-to-man and a long pass is stolen away by Gentrop to the other end. Missed the layup. Rebound by Lovin. Foul could have been called, but they let it go. And Minden dodges another bullet. R.J. Watson at the top of the circle. High post, give and go back to Watson. It was behind him from Carlson. Back to Carlson, out to Lemke in the corner. Lovin, 4-3, but it is short. I don't know if you want Jonas Lovin shooting with threes. Rebound, Kennedy outright to Hedlund, and he'll score. Tyler Hedlund now with 18 and a 6-point lead for Boone Central with a minute 30 to go. 47-41, they're putting on a trap for the first time, and another long pass that is picked off, and another layup for Hedlund. Oh, they just dropped into something Minden hadn't seen, and Carlson's hurt at the other end. I did not see what happened, but he's grabbing his right ankle, and that is not the way you want to see things end here tonight. Isaac Carlson injured down low, trying to catch up to Tyler Hedlund, who has just scored back-to-back buckets to give Boone Central Newman Grove their biggest lead. Right after Minden got their first lead of the fourth quarter, it has been a 9-0 run by Boone Central to go up 49-41. And we'll take a timeout. Be right back on Classic Hits.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Well, they have to help Isaac Carlson off. It looks like a right ankle injury. Now, hopefully not terrible. They will have 12 days off for the holidays, but they need Carlson to win ball games this year. Minute 23 is all that's left. A little 1-2-2 zone trap here, making Minden throw over it and eat time as Gramost is back in and another turnover. That's three in a row. Steal is made. Carter Johnson lobs it down to Hedlund. Hedlund is right there. He'll spin and draw the foul. Boy, for as great as because Minden has had four straight passes picked off. And Boone Central's defense in the last 2 minutes is going to be the difference of the game. The foul on Cremosta, his fourth. And two shots for Tyler Hedlund. Was 2 of 2 way back in the first quarter. And this one is short, no good. But Hedlund with 6 here in the fourth quarter has a game-high 20 points. Coming up at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. In other basketball tonight, Silver Lake girls, a winner over Gibbon. And a second free throw, Hedlund is up, and it is good. 21 for Hedlund, 50-41, and Minden throws it away. Oh, boy. And that time they weren't even guarded, trying to just get it over to Lovin and threw it over his head. And Minden's going to fall to 4-3, and Boone Central's going to win their sixth in a row, go to 6-2. And the only reason they really have those two losses, A, good competition, but they were the first two games of the season, and they hadn't even had a week of basketball practice because they were in the state football finals. Had a foul out front, going to be called on Cole Gibbons, his first, and that will put Boone Central to the line. 1-1 with a minute left. And it's going to be on Derek Gentrip's trip to the line, first trip to the line. And right now, Coach Kenna or Zuha has got the guys in there he wants to shoot free throws, maybe except for Bramer. Free throw is up and in for Gentrip. He now has 5 points. Again, Minden will play Grand Island Northwest in the first round of the Northwest Holiday Tournament. Boone Central Newman Groves headed up to Wayne, and now Bramer checks out and Kennedy back in. Second free throw is up, and it rolls in as well for Gentrup. And what a run. 12 in a row here to go up 52-41. And Minden brings the ball across the timeline. Boone Central is going to wonder why they didn't throw this out earlier in the game. Up top with it is going to be Cremosta over the left wing. Three-pointer is no good by Cremosta. Rebound yanked down by Carter Johnson. Outlet pass to Headland. He is fouled, but this game is over with 36 seconds to go. And for Minden tonight, against the zone early and then against the man-to-man of the second half, just couldn't connect on the threes. I am 4 of 17. And Cremosta fouls out of the ball game. 2 points for Ryan Cremosta tonight. And Jacob Choquette will check in. Chance to add to his point total for Tyler Headland. And he does with the first free throw. 53-41. With 36 seconds remaining in the game. And a second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Headland hits them both. 9 in the quarter, 23 in the game. 54-41, Boone Central. They've scored 14 here in a row. Lovin with it. Lovin looked at the three, not there. Kicks it into the corner. Three-pointer on the way, and it is good for R.J. Watson. He has 11 points. Trying to pressure the inbounds and a foul. Lovin is able to foul Gentrip. We will go to the line. And that's the 10th team foul, so he'll get two. Lovin with his third. Again, tomorrow night we'll be in Kennesaw for our final basketball games before the holiday break. Kennesaw hosting Axtell. Get underway around 6 to 6:15 as the free throw is up and in for Gentrip. And here comes Wyatt Mazur in. And here's Koch. We'll check out. And the second free throw now is up, and it is in. So hitting their free throws down the stretch as well. 56-44. Long pass down the floor to Choquette. Back out to Watson. 12 seconds to go. Backs up, throws up a desperation three. It's no good. Rebound is brought down by Mazur, and he's just going to hold the ball, and time will expire. The final score, Boone Central, Newman Grove, 56, and Minden, 44. And Minden falls to 4-3, a loss total. Of course, last year just had the one loss in the regular season, and these young men will have some more work to do because they've still got some great opponents coming up, and hopefully Isaac Carlson will be okay. And, of course, tonight was so much more about great basketball, pediatric cancer. Everyone, for the most part, wearing their orange T-shirts, sweatshirts, Faith Fight Cure, trying to raise money for a couple of families and just for the overall research, which the stat they had earlier tonight was staggering, that now over 90% of leukemia victims find a cure, where years ago that number was around 5%. So that's what it was about here tonight. But it was also about some great basketball, and we'll recap it all on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods downtown Kearney. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods, equipment, and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. On the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Hoops Classic.
Seth Johnson is your Channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. What sets Channel apart in seedmanship? We get to know our customers and their farms first. Then we use that knowledge to provide expert hands-on service and support and industry-leading seed products. While our customers may only buy seed once a year, at Channel, we treat it as a year-round experience. Channel listens around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue. The secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth.
And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium here in Minden, where it's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Wishing you a very Merry Christmas, which is just 8 days away, 1 week from now, Christmas Eve going on. And let's take a look now at the final numbers of our basketball game. We'll start with the Minden Whippets. They had balance. They just didn't have enough of it, even though they had the lead with less than 3 minutes, about 3 minutes to go in this basketball game, only to see Boone Central Newman Grove score 13 in a row and put this basketball game away, 56-44. Isaac Carlson led the way tonight with 14 points. He had 3 rebounds. R.J. Watson, 11 points and a game-high 9 rebounds. Nick Werner hit a 3. That was his total, 3 points, 3 rebounds. Ryan Cremosta, 2 points. Jonas Lovin, 7 points, 7 rebounds and a block. Landon Lemke, 5 points and a rebound. And Cole Gibbons had 2 points. 17 rebounds in the first half. I only had the Whippets for 6 in the second half of play. Free throw shooting, 0 of 2 in the first half, 3 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 11 in the first half, 2 of 8 in the second half of play. Turnovers, 6 in the first half and 8 in the second half. 25 points at halftime, 19 in the second half. Minden finishes with 44 points, 23 rebounds, 3 out of 6 from the free throw line, 5 of 19 from a 3-point land, 1 block, 14 turnovers. Minden falls to 4-3 with another loss to a state-rated team. All 3 losses have come to state-rated teams. And at 4-3, they now play on the 27th of December in Grand Island against Northwest in the Northwest Holiday Tournament. We'll take a break and look at the final numbers for Boone Central Newman Grove after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9. And the final numbers now for Boone Central, Newman Grove. Carter Johnson, 3 rebounds. Pierce Cook in the basketball game had 9 points and 1 rebound. Pierce Cook had 9 points, 1 rebound. Hunter Henry, 2 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Derek Gentrop, 8 points, including 4 for 4 at the line in the fourth quarter. He also had 4 rebounds. Wyatt Mazur came in late, grabbed a rebound. Tyler Headland, he was the man tonight. 23 game-high points, 3 rebounds, 3 block shots. You could tell early that's where things were going to go through. Tyler Headland controlled this basketball game tonight for Boone Central Newman Grove. 23 points, 3 rebounds, 3 blocks, and a few steals in there as well. Travis Kennedy, 2 points, 5 rebounds. Bo Bramer, 9 points, 5 rebounds. And Halleck Lehman, 3 points, and led the team with 6 rebounds. 13 rebounds in the first half and 19 in the second half, out-rebounding Minden 19-6 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first half and 9 of 14 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 8 in the first half and 2 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers for the Cardinals, 4 in the first half and 6 in the second half. Did an outstanding job, and again, a lot of that was because of Hedlund taking care of the ball tonight. Boone Central Newman Grove was down 2 at the half when they had 23 points. They poured on 33 in the second half, and Boone Central Newman Grove finishes with 56 points, 32 rebounds, 12 out of 18 at the free throw line, 4 of 13 from three-point land, 4 block shots, and 10 turnovers. And the Cardinals have now won 6 in a row after dropping their first 2 games on the opening weekend to Hardington Cedar Catholic and Columbus Lakeview. They've now won 6 in a row to go to 6-2, and they will be at the Wayne State shootout with a great Northeast Nebraska shootout at Wayne State with 8 great teams on hand. Adams Central among those. Rick Rath was here scouting for Adams Central tonight. He says there is some good basketball, and we know that always up at the shootout at Wayne State. So 56-44 the final. Again, in our girls game tonight, it was 68-39. Minden takes care of Boone Central Newman Grove. 27 points for Brooke Kissinger, who hit 8 three-pointers. Jamie Kissinger, 22 points, 13 rebounds, and 2 blocks. And Boone Central was led by Jade Gautier with 13 points in the basketball game. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, taking care of your customers for decades. And, of course, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and hoping that they will see you in 2013. Misco's. Keeping our local schools geared up for every season, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Don't forget Monday Night Football currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. They just got the third quarter underway, a minute and a half in. The Tennessee Titans on a 94-yard Chris Johnson touchdown run, a 7-3 lead over the New York Jets. Tomorrow.